This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
This song, huh? 4th of July is tomorrow.
This is my favorite song ever.
This song is... Can I be honest with you?
No, because literally when I die, I want it played. When I get married, I want it played just over again and over again. And I'm going to have John Hancock sing it.
Okay, well, I don't think the song's very good. I don't like it. I don't like Grand Old Flag.
You know?
Not a big fan.
Because you don't... Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, one, you hate America.
No.
And you're a communist.
No.
And everyone listening is like, oh, Raj,
no,
communists don't like... Grand Old Flag.
let me just say this to you.
Yeah.
I don't believe that liking bad music mm-hmm. is a sign of being an American.
Kind of is, though.
Not true. I think
Wait,
all the songs
right.
I like are great.
You're right, because Nickelback's Canadian, right? So that's not our fault.
Are they?
I think so.
Somebody look that up.
I think Nickelback
Frank
is not
says,
our
yes,
fault.
Yes, they are Canadian.
They're not our fault.
I think Nickelback's fine.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they're fine.
Look at this graph.
Creed is fine. Nickelback, fine.
Ugh,
they're not terrible. Welcome into the day before Independence
but
Day.
We're treating today like it's the holiday.
Yeah, because we're off tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll be at Cardinals Cubs at Wrigley Field tomorrow. Looking
no
forward
kidding.
To that. Let's blank and go. Amy Marks-Kors, Chris Rongi, call us up, won't you? 314-436-7900. Text that number to Odyssey app. You can leave us a voice message. Watch us, won't you? We are on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Our Twitter account is at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
That's right, baby. It is almost the 4th of July. We want you to have a very safe weekend. And if you don't, you better or else.
Or else.
I'll threaten you.
And the bill, formerly known as the One Big Beautiful, gets its final vote in the U.S. House today. I guess I'm not really sure. They just keep voting on this thing. CBS Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett joins us.
I feel like I haven't talked to him in 5 weeks.
Forever.
I cannot wait to talk to Major Garrett today. And I cannot wait for the Cardinals to score a run. They got swept by the Pirates and did not score once.
Yeah, that's not great.
Oof.
So how many innings has it been? Almost 30 since they've scored?
Dude. Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. That's I did not see that coming. If you would have given me 100 different possibilities of how the series against the Pirates would go, and on that list was the Cardinals get shut out the entire series, I would have picked that to be number 100.
So
there's just no way I would have guessed
so
that
it's
would
even
happen.
Worse than the George W. Knew it was coming. I just didn't expect it.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Great one.
I actually don't know. That might have been a Saturday Night Live. Like...
Oh, strategery?
Strategery.
Have you seen the thing about...
I sent it to you.
No, but what Amy's talking about is George Bush...
thought that he created the word strategery. He thought that was his own original blunder. And it wasn't until he was doing an interview with Saturday Night Live that they said, no, we created that for you. He said, no, I said it. And they go, no, you never said it. So Saturday Night Live spoof of George W. was so good that they had W. believing that he actually said strategery.
He never said it.
So now that I think about it, I knew it was coming, but I just didn't expect it. I don't know if that's real or Saturday Night Live.
But you know what? Think about that. How easy that could be that you hear a word or you hear a story over and over and over again, and you start to think that maybe you're the one who experienced it.
Oh.
I've had that happen a lot. There are a lot of those stories that I have been hearing for like 15, 20 years.
Like the manufactured memory. You don't do it on purpose.
Right.
And even the memories that we do have.
Isn't that what Brian Williams did?
The Beach Boys guy?
No, that's Brian Wilson. No, the anchor, the NBC anchor.
I forgot. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Or you said he was on the Blackhawk helicopter.
Yeah, I think he was reporting it so much that he thought he did it.
Right, but I can see how that happens, and
not
I don't think it's
adult,
malicious.
Though. Like, I don't have that as an adult. I never once have I thought, wait a minute, was I in Afghanistan? I never once thought that. Right. As an adult. And again, he was speaking in pretty real time that was something that happened to him like a year before. So, no, I don't believe that at all. But as far as childhood memories, 100%, I think that some of my best memories, like going to a fair or going to the mall, I probably have let some of the more unpalatable parts fall away. And it kind of becomes a little bit more glitzier and sunshine as a childhood memory.
Now I'm thinking about a story that happened 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was on a radio show yesterday doing a quick guest hit. And they asked me about a guy. They said, you have any good stories about this guy? And I told this story and I'm starting to think maybe I'm not the one who experienced it. Because I know that I would relay this.
How old were you?
Oh, I was in my 30s.
Really?
Like when it happened. So I had heard the story. So and I would relay the story to all of you, but you don't know the person. You wouldn't get it. It wouldn't make sense. So it would just
He's
be a dumb story.
He's calling you dumb.
No. It's not. It just wouldn't be interesting to you. But the point is, they said, do you have any good stories about this guy? I said, well, I got this one. And now I'm doubting if it was actually me who heard it.
Yeah.
I think that maybe it was somebody else who told it to me, but I can visualize it. I can visualize where it was, but I'm also kind of thinking it's not
me.
I think that's more common than you think.
So here's the thing. I know that you have memory issues. We were just talking about the Christmas card and how I've sent you one Christmas card in my entire life.
I don't remember the Christmas card you sent me.
Yeah, and I hand wrote it and you texted me about it.
It was 5 years ago.
We had a conversation. It doesn't matter, but you don't remember it at all. Doesn't jog your memory at all.
No,
and
the
thing is, I have, I'm sure I've, quote, as Brian Williams would say, I misremembered things as a child, but I haven't missed huge events or interactions with people as an adult.
You giving me a Christmas card is not a huge event.
I know that.
It's
not,
card.
But I also think you forget a lot. Matt, please back me up on this, that we think he has issues.
I just don't know if you're paying attention the first time around.
I think that might be it.
To cement into your brain.
I think that might be it.
So like when I say, hey, let's do this coming up next, or hey, I need you out at this time. I don't think you're fully locked in the first time I said it.
I'm thinking about something else probably at the time. Yeah.
But I would never think that I went on a vacation that I didn't go on last year or 2 years ago. And I definitely would remember being shot down in a Black Hawk helicopter.
Well, I think
last
you would
year.
Know. Probably.
Would you? Do you think you were accidentally shot down in a Black Hawk helicopter and you don't remember?
I would think I would remember.
Even if you don't remember being shot down in the helicopter, don't you think you would remember being in like Afghanistan or something? Because it's hard to get to. It's hard to get there.
Afghanistan?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's probably been to Afghanistan, Brian Williams.
Maybe.
So, I don't know. I just don't think it's necessarily malicious. Sometimes I think that you have told a story or heard a story so often, or you can visualize it somehow because you've heard it and you think maybe it happened to you, as opposed to, I'm just going to make it up. I know what I'm doing right now. He might have. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't. Like, I would talk to any war veteran or reporter, because in the history of reporters, I don't think they've ever been like, oh my gosh, I forgot. I totally got shot down in a helicopter. Or remember when we were caught in the crossfire of a mafia gang?
Amy, you don't know. Like, some memories like that are probably so traumatic that, people suppress them.
But he didn't suppress it. He, remember, his was fake.
Well, no, but you're saying that, people might, like, you would never forget something
like
that happening.
Yeah, I actually reversed it. It's easier to forget something than it is to remember something that didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's in the guy's heart, but that was really something.
Also, guess what? Guess what I did? I found a lemonade stand yesterday, and I stopped at the lemonade stand, and... do we want to do that now?
Yeah.
Let's do it now. So I'm standing here drinking my pink lemonade. These young gentlemen have Venmo. How are the sales today?
They're pretty good. We've made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like 200 something.
What grade are you guys in?
We're going into sixth.
Have you done a lot of lemonade stands so far this summer?
No, this is our first one actually this summer.
Yeah.
How have the customers been? Have you had anybody who's been super nice or anybody who has not been very nice?
But mostly nice, just really nice people. Yeah.
We tried giving a couple people free lemonade, but
they don't take it. For some reason.
They don't take it.
Do you have any big tippers?
Yes.
I mean, mostly our family.
Well, that's good to be supported by family.
Yeah.
Any lemonade stand tips?
Have Venmo.
Yeah.
Congratulations on a successful business day. So I think you guys have something going here.
Yeah.
So they were awesome. They were classmates. They had their first lemonade stand. They had a printout of a QR code with their mom's Venmo and a picture of their mom on the stand. So I said, hey, I got to run back and get my wallet. They go, we've got Venmo. Oh, okay. So I ran over and used the QR code and we chatted. Their grandmother was overseeing the operation. She is a listener of the show.
She better be.
She goes, are you Amy? I said, yes, I am.
Wow.
I know.
And those kids made a couple $100?
I think they made closer to 400 because they started counting while I was standing there. And they had like half of it in their hand. And one of the boys goes, I'm at 200 already.
Oh, good grief.
I know.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I've decided to quit this job and open a lemonade stand.
Well, here is my act of kindness, 100 acts of kindness, brought to you by Jerry Kelly. My act of kindness for today is I am not going to report these children to the IRS. How about that?
They're
making enough
taxes.
Money. They need to pay taxes on it. Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji, you should stop at a lemonade stand.
They were adorable. They were adorable.
They tried to give away free lemonade and people said no.
I know.
I love that.
I do too.
Good for them.
And grandma was the biggest tipper. $20.
Yeah. But watch out, kids. Uncle Sam might come knocking.
Especially Chris. Tomorrow. It's his big day.
Hey, have you been to our airport? Have you been into our airport?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to believe where it ranks in the top 50 airports in the country. We'll tell you about that next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Ronch,
yes.
Do you subscribe to the Washington Post?
I certainly do. I just, the money came out of my account 2 days ago. I got the reminder.
I do like the Washington Post, and they just did a ranking of the best airports in the United States. And they ranked the 50 best airports in the United States. And they had some specific parameters. They looked at airports, I thought this was pretty small, that had at least 1,000 passengers a year, which is not that many. That's like three a day. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a big airport. But they talked to 2,300 reader responses. And they found that a lot of travelers like airports that are easy to get to, easy to get through above all else, right?
Yes.
Get to and through the airport. They also love light-filled spaces
mm-hmm.
with high ceilings. They like airports that have had recent renovations. So far, as I'm laying out the parameters, you can already tell Lambert's behind the eight ball.
So can I take a guess where we are?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
Because I want you to know all the parameters.
Sure.
So those were those 2,300. But then they also scoured and factored in more than 450,000 Yelp reviews for airport shops, restaurants, and buildings themselves. And they looked at gate capacity and parking. And once they narrowed it down to the top 50, then they went even further. So they had over 450 airports that they surveyed. That's a lot of different markers.
Yes.
So now you can guess what Lambert ranked.
Okay. So if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you mm-hmm. can take a guess. Hagernator has put his money on 43rd.
Okay.
I would have said 26th because we just did a story from a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't the Washington Post. It was mm-hmm. a different outlet who ranked the major airports in the country, and they had us at like 25, 26.
Yeah.
Colonel Ripper is watching us on YouTube, and he says, I bet they didn't make the top 50 because Lambert sucks. That's what the Colonel says.
And you said 27?
I say 27. Amy Youngman watching says 45.
Oh.
She thinks it's 45th.
That's a great guess.
So I say 25, 26, 27.
And the answer is we didn't make the list.
Oh,
we're not in the top 50.
Congratulations, Ripper. You've won nothing. Not even in the top 50?
Not in the top 50.
Is Omaha's airport on there?
That's a great question. I don't think so. But again, there's going to be a certain rubric that they're using. Again, the number one for passengers was easy to get to, easy to get through, but then it's also tall ceilings, light-filled spaces, and recent renovations. The stores matter. So I actually thought Jackson Hole Airport would be number one or, you know, top 10. Because here's the thing with the Jackson Hole Airport. It's the first airport that I wanted to join. Like a club. I go, I don't know. Can you join an airport? I know. It was so nice. I wanted to join the Jackson Hole Airport because Matt, you saw the airport. You saw pictures of it.
Nice.
It looks like a resort, a ski resort with the wood paneled ceilings, the beautiful views of the Tetons. Here's why I think that Jackson Hole was ranked only 34th, which is not that great. I think because it is so small, there aren't a lot of stores and restaurants. If you have a long layover, there's not a lot to do. So number one, the best airport is Portland International Airport. The Washington Post says, walk into this airport terminal and gasp. It's practically a nature bath. Skylights built into soaring timber roofs filter sunlight onto the oak floor. Live trees and massive video walls showcase stunning landscapes. So they say the whole place, you can look at a real-life view of Mount Hood from Concourse E. That's kind of insane to be able to see Mount Hood. They said the space is actually relaxing and that there's plenty to do with restaurants and shops, and they're high-quality restaurants and shops, even from local Blue Star Donuts or Loyal Legion Beer Hall. And they said you actually might want to plan a delay at that airport.
So it doesn't have to be a major market. In fact, New York isn't in the top 10. LA is not in the top 10. None of the Chicago airports are top 10. So it doesn't. San Francisco's, the Bay Area, they're not in the top 10. But you've got Detroit up there, which is striking to me because they're number 10 overall, according to the Post. And we had that conversation last year. I guess it was toward the end of last year about the rebound, the renaissance that Detroit has gone through. And I do think that the airport is part of it.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a chicken or egg thing. Do you need a nice airport to attract people, or do you have a nice airport because your area is attractive to people and they want to come there?
Probably both.
So which is it? Do we get a really nice airport and then people are suddenly going to say, I want to go to St. Louis because their airport is nice?
I think it's the area first, because my understanding is Nashville Airport was okay, and I think they are really fixing it up, making it better. Just as a quick, don't embarrass anyone, but we did have a commenter say, wow, Washington says the Pacific Northwest is best. Shocker. The Washington
Post to tell him.
is the Washington, D.C. So it's East Coast, Washington, D.C., and they picked Portland. Long Beach Airport, and they is ranked number two. Number three was Ronald Reagan Washington Airport.
In D.C.?
Yep. Minneapolis St. Paul was number four, and Seattle Payne Field, which I will say, this Washington Post story has some beautiful pictures of these airports. Holy moly, these are nice airports, like kind of stunning. They're gorgeous. You talk about being proud of a regional asset. I mean, they're gorgeous. I would go hang out at some of these airports.
And I'll tell you what, Lambert, my only, I don't want to say only because it's not true, but my recent experience with the airport over the last 15 years, I really don't fly out of the main terminal. It's always the east. It's always the southwest terminal. I'm always taking southwest flights. So I don't even really know what the main terminal looks like anymore. Is this plane, the Lindbergh plane, still hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if they took that out.
It pretty much looks like, you know, what it did last time you were there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh. So it is 100 acts of kindness happening throughout the remainder of the season. We want to highlight charities throughout the St. Louis area, and we're going to keep doing that through the end of the year. Well, the Covenant House, Missouri is a really, really cool place. We want you to know about it. Nicholas Bowens is a board member, also a success story with Covenant House. We'll tell you what they do and what Nicholas has done with his life. That is next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
inevitable! Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, along with Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical, we are highlighting our 100 acts of kindness to celebrate 100 years of KMOX radio. And our charity of the week that we're highlighting this week is Covenant House, Missouri. You heard us earlier in the week talking with some of the executives at Covenant House and the incredible work they do supporting at-risk youth in our area, giving them not just a place to stay, but hope and a future. And we're talking now to a success story of Covenant House, and that's Nicholas Bowens. Nicholas stayed at Covenant House when he was going through a dark time and credits Covenant House with being that turning point to help him become a business owner and a husband and a father. Nicholas joins us now. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for having me.
Nicholas, I was reading a mini biography of what you went through and how you met Covenant House at 3 o'clock in the morning at a dark time in your life. Do you want to kind of share where you were at that moment and how you found Covenant House?
So just had recently graduated from high school and kind of found a path. And I had stayed in St. Louis City. I graduated from St. Louis City School, Northwest Academy, and was staying with a friend, literally bouncing from couch to couch, and got told that I wasn't welcome there anymore. So I just jumped on Google on my phone and I typed in shelters near me. And to my surprise, only one thing popped up, which was Covenant House, Missouri. And I just remember calling in thinking I'm about to I'm going to leave a voicemail and I'm going to get in there in the morning. And literally on the first ring, a lady named Miss Michelle answered the phone. And I was shocked. Just said, hey, I'm homeless. I need somewhere to stay. And she goes, well, come on down. And I just remember looking up, seeing how far it was, and it was a 30-minute walk. I grabbed a trash bag of some of my belongings I had, and I walked that 30 minutes, and I was met at the door by Miss Michelle at 3 o'clock in the morning, like you stated. It was a fully transformational experience for me because, from my experience, what I've only seen about shelters and homelessness was what you see on movies. You know, get a bed, you got to get out, come in, and so forth. It was completely different. I didn't get met with, a lot of questions. It was, hey, this is where you're going to sleep tonight. And they walked me down to the kitchen, and she actually cooked me a meal at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I was able to have a full stomach and a bed to sleep in as soon as I, found out about them.
What was that feeling like for you when, first of all, somebody answered the phone and then you get there however long later and it's that late at night or early in the morning And they do all of that for you. What were you thinking?
I can tell you, just as a 18-year-old kid turning 19 at the time, I was nervous. I was kind of shocked. I was not expecting that. But it was like the biggest pressure on my shoulders just kind of lifted up, because now for the first time since 16, 17 years old, I actually had somewhere safe to sleep at, somewhere that was semi-permanent, somewhere that I could actually, all right, take this time to, rest, learn, and grow, and not kind of, fear, okay, get up, and what's this day going to hold for me?
And Nicholas, it was also, from what I understand, like you said, not just a bed, not just a shelter, but that Miss Michelle asked you if you were hungry, and you hadn't had people reach out and ask something like that, something so caring that they wanted to take care of you. And then also she said, I'll be here when you wake up.
Oh.
And she was. And explain, if you can, just how that was different, as opposed to just getting a bed and somewhere to sleep, but to have someone say, I'll be here when you wake up.
As much as, when we're young, we want to say, I can't wait till I'm an adult. I never said that growing up. I was like, I'm not looking forward to bills. I'm not looking forward to all these responsibilities. So it was more like a mother figure to me when she was like, hey, she took me down to the kitchen. She cooked some roast, some mashed potatoes. I remember, oh my God, like the food was warm and hot. I ate. And I didn't even have to take my bags up to the room. She had another youth that was kind of older, kind of knew about the, program and stuff, took all my bags to the room. So when I went in there, I had my own bed. It was products for me to shower. I got in the shower, took a warm shower, got out, laid down, and she was like, hey, I'll be here. When you get up, go ahead and rest. And, for me, I just kind of thought, like, okay, she, this is her shift. This is when she's going to work. And I can't remember the exact time I woke up, but it was definitely towards the later evening time. I slept good. And I just remember waking up, and as soon as I walked out of my room, she was sitting in the hallway reading a book. And there was no one else on the floor. It was actually empty on the floor. So I was kind of shocked. I'm like, what's going on? It's like, all right, let me go introduce you to everybody. And, later on, now just growing up and knowing about Covenant House. So she had worked a double shift just to sit there and wait for me. So she was actually off her shift at 6 o'clock that morning, but ended up staying there just to make sure I was comfortable. I didn't feel like, I was another number. I didn't feel like she was, all right, why did you become homeless? Why are you here? None of those questions got asked until I was comfortable, until she introduced me to everybody, got to know them on a first name basis, not last name, told me about all the different programs, and then she asked me, what is it that you need us to help you with?
Wow. It's so, she did that for you. Covenant House did that for you. So how long were you there, and then what happened immediately after?
So I was there just short of 2 years. It was a good story, a bad story that turned good. Covenant House only has a limited amount of beds. A lot of people don't know this, but Covenant House is the only youth shelter that's dedicated to homeless youth ages 16 to 24 within the city limits. So their capacity is only so much. I remember leaving out to work. I worked at Hardee's at the time, and there was a young man trying to come into the facility, and I remember the security guard letting him know, like, hey, we're at capacity, our emergency beds are at full, so I'm going to try to call some people, but unfortunately I can't let you in. Keep in mind, this was 2015 at the time, and I remember just hearing them say that. I'm prepping and I'm leaving out the gate. I get in, I had a vehicle. I saved up money while I was there, got a vehicle to get to work, and I remember driving out the gate, and I seen the young man sleep on the sidewalk in the snow. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of disturbed me, and I immediately actually walked back in the Covenant House. I packed up everything in my room just so that we could empty up a bed for the next person. And I actually slept in my car. I actually became, I guess you can call it, homeless for the next 2 days. But then I actually found my first apartment just 2 days later from a member of the community. She's a retired judge. Love her to this day. She became like a mother figure to me as well. So I was able to, find my own place, my own apartment. And then at that point, it was just grow time. I knew that within those 2 years of staying at the Covenant House, I was able to save up a ton of money. I was able to build a lot of resources and connections. I was able to grow. And I knew that, like, hey, maybe this was God telling me this is my time. I didn't need to stay for the full 2 years. I was able to go and, sort of semi-permanently move on my own. I wasn't fully on my own. I still had the support of Covenant House, but I was able to go out and, be a part of a functioning member of society.
Wow. It's just so amazing, Nicholas, and you speak with so much experience and so much wisdom. How was there help with career or job training or even practical life skills and counseling at Covenant House for you?
There was. There were so many different programs. I couldn't even keep track of it. So one of the biggest things that Covenant House really focuses on is your education and career aspects. So when you step into the Covenant House, now there may be individuals, like we all have different stories, we all have different situations. So before you can even work or go focus on school, a lot of times we have trauma and unresolved issues that we may need to address. So they have they had on-site therapists, they had psychiatrists, they had individuals that would come and volunteer to speak with you one-on-one, speak with you in groups to see, hey, is there something we need to do to help elevate this? Is there someone we need to talk to get this to the next level? And so it was phenomenal for me that I didn't necessarily need as much counseling, I guess, as some other people. I was able to speak to the counselor, kind of tell my story, let them know where I was needed to go. And I actually had a job, like at the time, like I said, I worked at Hardee's. I was a cashier at Hardee's, loved Hardee's. So it kind of molded me into where I'm at right now outside of Covenant House. So I was able to go to their career programs and kind of learn, all right, Nicholas, you're a cashier at Hardee's, but is that where you want to end up? Are you looking to grow within Hardee's? Are you looking to grow outside of that? So I was able to sit in their career classes and speak with other business individuals. One of my biggest things that I love that Covenant House did is they invited business owners and successful people from the community, from different organizations, to come and speak to us each once a week, twice a week, or as often as they can provide. Chris Ross, he used to work for an aerospace engineering company called H.M. Dunn, and he would come and speak. And I remember one night he asked me to come down. I had just worked. I was tired. He's like, hey, we're about to go watch this documentary, and we'd love for you to come down. And I was like, oh, no, thank you. I was kind of standoffish a little bit. I was just like, no, I don't want to do it. And he's like, hey, it's a great documentary, and I think that you'll love it. And I was like, why is that? And he goes, hey, if you watch this documentary, I think it'll help you overcome homelessness. So I was like, so you're telling me it's a movie out there that will show me how I can't be homeless? Like, let's go. So I got up out the bed, and the documentary was called The Secret, and it was about the law of attraction. And it was just based on, you know, being positive and being speaking what you want to happen in the world versus what you don't want to happen, manifesting, surrounding yourself around those positive people. And I took that to stride. I watched that documentary probably once a month to this day. I watch it with my children. I share it with friends and strangers because it did make a huge impact on me. So some of those programs right there were some of the things that helped elevate me. And I didn't have to ask for those things. It was already there. They already had these programs in place. I was just another person being able to take part of it.
So, Nicholas, I know you're on the board of directors for Covenant House because you believe in it. Obviously, it has helped you. What else has been going on with you?
So, yeah, I joined the board of directors for Covenant House. It was a phenomenal experience to be a part of that board now for over 7 years now, actually. Outside of that, I was able to start my own business while I was in the Covenant House called Right Connections, where it's focused primarily on property management, real estate, and it's more of a volunteer type of thing. I do have my own investment properties and things that I focus on, but it's helping other individuals learn about real estate, helping other individuals who may be suffering and don't have those connections to find housing and things like that. And one of the biggest things that I love that we're able to do is we started a scholarship fund. So with some of the revenue that we make from the business and some donations and things of that nature, we're able to give scholarships to homeless and other youth that are not homeless within the St. Louis City boundaries. And we're, of course, we're looking to expand to St. Louis County and other metropolitan areas. And I've been able to partner with bigger organizations, companies like GRK Residential that are based out of California, able to be a part of their, you know, organizations and manage multi-million dollar assets. So it's been a phenomenal experience just growing and learning with that.
It's awesome. And we have a listener right now that wants to know about a link for Covenant House, and it is covenanthousemo.org. covenanthousemo.org. And that's the way that you can find out about it. And, you know, if there's more help Covenant House needs, Nick, I'm sure that people will be reaching out to you. And also, we just before we say goodbye, want to know how Miss Michelle is doing. I don't know. Couldn't find out anything about her. So, how is she doing?
So that tragically, Miss Michelle actually did pass away.
Okay.
She was still working at the Covenant House. She passed away. she actually, I didn't even know at the time, she was actually sick and suffering while she was working
and
at the
doing
house.
All of that still?
Yes.
Staying
yes,
up late? Had to, man.
Oh, it couldn't, I never would have known you didn't, she did not show any fear, any sickness, or anything on her face. She did not bring that to work at all. She literally brought joy to every person. When she walked into the building, it just radiated happiness like you'd never seen her in any other way.
Nicholas, what, if you don't mind, and maybe you don't, what was her full name, just so people know who she is? Or knew she was.
Honestly, I don't know what Miss
really?
Michelle's last
wow.
name
okay.
is. You know, I've only known her by she's called me Michelle.
That's,
wow. That's one of the biggest things. She wasn't big. She was a member of the community. She stayed literally maybe two blocks away. We would all the youth. Another funny story is like she would call up to the Covenant House, and we would bring her. We would carry her groceries. She didn't have a vehicle, so she'll call us when she was at the grocery store. Nick, hey, come down, come bring the guys down here, and we'll go pick up the groceries from the local little store, and we'll take it to her house for her. We cut her grass, any little thing that we can do to help her. She was literally like a mom to us there.
Wow.
What an awesome lady, man. That's
incredible.
Great. Nicholas, your story's great.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me to be able to speak and share this.
And if there's any more you need from us, just reach out anytime.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting both of you guys. And Chris and Amy, thank you so much for having me.
Nicholas Bowens with Covenant House, Missouri, Board of Directors there. And again, it is covenanthousemo.org. Awesome.
Really cool.
Really great
wow.
stuff. Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ranj, I know you saw this because I sent it to you.
Oh.
But I saw from a news story out of California near Los Angeles that a fireworks factory...
Yes.
On the 2nd of July, which was yesterday, caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they evacuated the area for, I don't know what the radius of the evacuation zone was, but it had to be significant. And they caught it on camera once the fireworks factory was on fire, once the big explosion came. It was a massive fireball, and then all the fireworks went off.
Okay, do we know how many people were hurt or killed?
We don't.
Okay.
So
can I, let me just...
Oh my gosh.
Let me just say...
Unbelievable.
I hope nobody was injured. Seriously. I hope nobody was killed. If none of that happened, I love a good fireworks building explosion. It is something...
Okay.
It's just something... Because it always... It's like, you know it's about to happen because some of the fireworks start to go off. There's a lot of... crackling and popping, you know, this is not good, which is what was going on in that video, and then the whole thing just blows up. Provided nobody is hurt,
yeah.
I love a good fireworks building explosion.
Okay, you are...
But once the fireworks go off, you would think everybody leaves.
You're this guy that loves chaos and disaster as long as no one gets hurt. Do you know what a fine line that is? That's a pretty fine line, Ranj.
But it's kind of fun.
Okay, I do have to say this one. I'm going to jump ahead of you because this is insane to me.
Okay.
A lot of our listeners are familiar with the Country Club of St. Albans. St. Albans, Missouri, the golf club, country club out there off of Highway T / St. Albans Road in West County. So also in that area off Bassett Road, there's a bison farm. I actually wrote about it in my first book.
A bison farm?
Yes, and the farmer's name was Bill. So it's Buffalo Bill. But I did write about this.
It's on the nose.
It is on the nose. I wrote about this buffalo farm because I used to run by this buffalo farm all the time when I was in my late teens, early 20s. So I just saw this, but on Tuesday this week, three bison escaped from Buffalo Bill's farm.
Oh, no.
And went to the country club. I hope they weren't wearing denim. You're not allowed to wear jeans at the country club. But they went to...
Can you go with no pants?
I don't think so. But they went to St. Albans Country Club. Were walking around between the pool and the tennis courts. And so the Franklin County Sheriff said that deputies were called to the area on 1:15 that afternoon. They had been loose for about 7 hours. And they had to shoot... the escaped ones and kill them. They were shot and killed, which is really sad. And I will say this, my mom has been texting me all morning because she is very sad that the buffalo were shot and killed. Because
that
it does feel
sad.
Like, why did they have to kill them?
That's sad. Well, because buffalo, they're dangerous.
Big, I know.
And, well, they can eat you.
Well, and I think they impaled somebody.
They do impale people.
But I think they did.
Oh.
Yeah. I do think it
Are
was
okay?
one of the buffalo owners. It does not, it says a deputy applied a tourniquet to slow the bleeding of the wound until the owner could be taken to the hospital.
Ah, that's not good.
It says the bison could not be corralled. They began to keep moving closer. It says they were moving closer to a more populated area of St. Albans, but I saw the video. They were at the pool. I'm not joking. Like, that hill they're on, St. Albans historically has done a huge 4th of July celebration. They used to have thousands of people there. I don't think it's that big anymore. But that hill, that's where the buffalo were. Kids play baseball on the hill.
Yeah. Well, now it's where the buffalo roam.
Not anymore.
That area.
Well, that's where
so
they roamed.
So you've got to be very careful.
That's where they roamed.
Did you see this? First of all,
see,
Amy.
I'm sorry, I can't get over this, but yes.
Amy,
yeah.
How do you feel about self-driving cars?
I am so against them.
I think it's...
I'm unbelievably
look,
against
people,
them.
People make mistakes so they can get in accidents, and they do. That happens.
I would rather die in, like, a human-driven car.
I agree with you.
Than...
I totally agree with you. I'd rather, yes, have the have a person behind the wheel than a thing that I can't speak to. In Pennsylvania, Berks County, Pennsylvania, a Tesla... This is not great.
Oh, my gosh.
A Tesla was in self-driving mode, and it happened about a week ago. Actually, it happened on Saturday. And they were going down the road, and the car decided to turn left and went down train tracks.
Oh,
it drove 40 or 50 feet down train tracks. They all got out of the car because they couldn't make it get off the train tracks. And a train obviously came by and hit it. Nobody was injured in the ordeal.
Did they have to jump out of the moving car? Because did you see the Waymo that was stuck doing circles in a parking lot and a guy missed his flight because he was in a Waymo that was doing circles in the parking lot for 3 hours?
No.
Did you see it?
Dude.
I mean, he filmed it. And I think he was a reporter of some sort. Like... So he had a pretty big social media following, and he's like, I'm gonna miss my flight because this car is going.
At least if there was a driver, you could say, "Hey, stop driving in circles, would you?" But I don't know if the car must have stopped because the story just says it went down the tracks approximately 40 to 50 feet. They all exited the vehicle, got their belongings out. So, and then a train came by and hit the vehicle a few months later, few minutes later. That train track, no one's ever going down it.
I don't know who to blame in that situation.
On YouTube, Matt, who asked us about Covenant House, says they donated to Covenant House. Thank you, Chris
Thank
and
you,
Amy.
Matt.
That was a heart-moving interview with Nicholas Bowens of Covenant House, Missouri. So we appreciate you, Matt. Anybody that goes to covenanthousemo.org. And makes a donation, they would absolutely appreciate it. So, thank you. That's an act of kindness.
That's awesome.
Thank you. That's a 100 act of kindness right there. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Cardinals who got shut out by the Pirates. Not just yesterday, but the entire series. Matt Pauly joins us next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102! Laser beans.
Ooh, Tommy, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.